And now, dear listeners, we take you back to Wednesday of last week when, on this very program, my colleague Noah Adams talked with our technology reporter, Shani Jardin. They were sitting in a car. They were talking about the future of music in your car. And Shani played a few tunes, a bluegrass number by Dr. Ralph Stanley, and then this song. It came at the end of the story. It's called Early in the Morning.
That is music by the Gap Band, whoever they may be.
Shani whoever Jardin. They may be, those words are the subject of today's Unger Report. Here is Brian Unger.
Well, I was sitting in my car when I heard my longtime broadcast colleague, a man for whom I have unlimited respect, Noah Adams, a man named after two of the greatest figures in history, the biblical Ark Master and the Revolutionary War beer maker, Sam Adams, say those words.
That is music by the Gap Band, whoever they may be. Shani Jardin.
So, naturally, I did what any enterprising radio journalist would do, and I went to the source. Joining me now is Mr. Noah Adams.
You've just come here to jump on me because I said that about the Gap Band?
Noah, your funk meter, a little off.
Well, you know, I think you totally understand the role of Alex Chadwick and myself and Madeline Brand, other professional hosts who have to relate to the audience and not to people who just assume themselves to be so totally hip and funky out there. Mm-hmm. So what I did was take the dive. I went for it, and I made the little bitty joke, which was about, you know, this is the band that maybe we've never heard of before. Now, you don't know if I know, in fact, anything about the Gap Band or not.
Let me drop a little funk ditty on ya.
Okay.
Okay? In fact, it's called, well, You Dropped the Bomb on Me.
You dropped the bomb on me.
A huge hit for the Gap Band.
You dropped the bomb on me.
As you recall, Noah, from their 1982 Gap Band 4 record, The Total Experience.
You're trying to get me to say, yes, I recall that, or no, I don't recall that. But again, let me remind you, I am a professional.
Yes. Now, Noah, I actually have a serious question for you. Also in the car, something else happened.
Right.
There was some other music that I'm somewhat familiar with from having grown up in Ohio from Dr. Ralph Stanley. And my question to you is he a real doctor?
Dr. Ralph Stanley. The doctorate is honorary. It comes from Lincoln Memorial University in Harrogate, Tennessee, and that was bestowed upon Dr. Stanley in 1976, and he's said to be very proud of it. The reason I know that is because I'd just seen a press release. They're opening a museum in Southwest Virginia in Clintwood in October. It's called the Ralph Stanley Museum and Traditional Mountain Music Center. And I did recognize the music when Shani Jardin played. Well, first of all, bluegrass came on, and then it was really clear it was Ralph Stanley. Let me ask you a couple of questions. I just picked up some CDs here.
Yes.
Again, without admitting whether or not I actually know who the Gap Band are, I just picked up some CDs at random to see if you know them. Sally Timms, Gravenhurst. Jump in here if you know these.
Can I use my lifeline?
Panthers.
Now?
And I got one more. Tara Jane O'Neill.
You got me.
Well, see, there's a lot of CDs out there. You can't know about everything.
With undying respect, Noah Adams, thank you for indulging and informing me. And that's today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.
All aboard!
Day-to-day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Funkmaster Alex Chadwick.